To be saved, you must believe. You must believe in Jesus Christ. Now, when we talk about faith, this is not simply a knowledge of Jesus. It is not even just an assenting knowledge or assenting to the knowledge of Jesus. Faith must also appropriate Jesus. Faith, if you will, makes it personal. You embracing Jesus Christ, heartily believing that He, by His all-sufficient merit, can and has saved you personally. It's knowledge, it's assent, and it's a personal application. You personally believing it for yourself. And so the gospel is proclaimed. So you are called to believe in Him to the saving of your soul. And as disciples who have believed, we call others to believe it too, right? The confession here addresses the true nature of saving faith. This is the outline. It's a little long. Don't write it all down. I'll just give you, I'm going to shorten this, but I'm going to read it like this first. Faith is a gift of God and a work of the Spirit. Number two, faith is in Christ and not at all in ourselves. Number three, faith is an instrument and not a ground of our salvation. Now, the way I'll shrink this is by calling the first one effectual calling. Effectual calling. Faith is a gift of God and a work of the Spirit. Because of man's sinful nature, he cannot understand rightly the Word of God or believe. He can't believe or will to be saved. He cannot even hear the gospel call in a way that he can respond to it. His fallen, depraved nature is dead to God. God, by His Spirit, gives faith and gives new life to understand and to believe. Effectual calling. Call it effectual calling. And it means that the Spirit of God reveals Himself to the sinner in such a way that he hears it. He hears it. He can listen to it. He can understand it. And he can believe it. He believes the gospel represented to him and is effectually saved. It is the effectual calling is contrasted with external call or the general call, which is outward. It's the verbal call of the preacher or evangelist or the Christian evangelizing, calling men to repent and believe in Jesus. And that external call, that external verbal call, generally goes to all men. It is to be proclaimed to all men. But the effectual call is the work of the Spirit internally, secretly. The Holy Spirit takes the general call, takes the gospel call, and applies it effectually to whomever He wills. He applies it to the elect. In John 3, we read verse 5, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." You must be born of the Spirit. You can't enter the kingdom of God. You can't even, he said, you can't even see the kingdom of God. John 3, 8, "The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." It is entirely, completely out of your control. We love to have religion in which we're in control of it. Men do. We're not in control of this. The Spirit does this. John 10, 16, Jesus says, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I will bring, and listen, they will hear my voice." That is the effectual call. They will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. When the Spirit takes the effectual call, takes the general call, and it makes it effectual. People hear his voice and they come. They believe. John 10:26. He's arguing with people that don't believe in him. Many who don't believe in him. He says, why do you not believe? Because you're not my sheep. As I said to you. He's going to repeat himself. In John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. See, that is the effectual call. Many are called. General call. The effectual call is for those who are chosen. So faith is a gift of God working secretly by the Spirit, worked secretly by the Spirit. He takes the written word, he takes the verbal word, the general call, and as he desires, he calls his elect effectually. They hear, they follow the shepherd, they believe. They're not going to listen to someone else. They're going to listen to the true shepherd. It's the work of the Spirit. Now that faith is a gift of God, I want to give you a few verses without a lot of explanation. It's John 6:29. This is the work of God that you believe in him who sent. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Philippians 1:29, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. So there he's emphasizing the suffering, but he says not only is it a gift of God for you to believe in him, it's a gift for you to suffer for him, but it is a gift that you believe in him. Of course, there's passage after passage which teaches this and describes salvation entirely the work of God, entirely the work of his doing, so that he may receive all the glory, right? And even in Philippians, near that same passage, Philippians 1:6, Paul says, I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Since he began it, it will be complete. It is effectual. Faith is a gift of the Spirit. It's a gift of the Spirit of God working secretly in you by the Spirit, calling you inwardly, calling you effectually. You don't have control of it. You wouldn't even know it except by its effects, its results. And the result is you begin to understand the Word of God. You begin to understand Jesus Christ. You begin to realize that he is the only way of salvation, and you embrace him by faith. Number two, sufficiency of Christ. The sufficiency of Christ. Faith is in Christ. The object of faith is Jesus Christ, and it's not at all in ourselves. When you consider yourself and your faith, you must see faith is not in me. It's not in itself. Faith is not in faith. Faith is not in something I've done. Faith is not in walking an aisle. Faith is not in saying that I've said the sinner's prayer. Faith is in Christ. Christ is the object of our faith. Christ and his person. Christ and his work. That's what you believe. You believe who he was and you believe what he did for you. Salvation is entirely in Christ. True and real faith understands that. True and real faith says that Christ is enough. He's all I need. There's no more to add to him. There's nothing more to be added. All I need is Jesus Christ. And to think that he is not enough is not true faith. That's not biblical. The confession says, in fact, and is very true, that adding to Christ, or the thinking there's something more than Christ, is enormous blasphemy against God. It's rejecting the only salvation that he has given. And you are, in fact, heaping up idols, thinking that they're thinking and trusting in something else. It's to call God a liar. You see how serious this is? To not trust in Jesus Christ alone. It calls him a liar. It calls Jesus Christ and his work insufficient. This is the problem of all religions, which add human works to salvation, which add human achievement. And now works, we preach works here, right? Their works are extremely important as fruit. Works are vitally important as evidence that God has really worked in you. But works did not save you, and the works you do now do not save you. The works you do now do not maintain your salvation. We're justified by faith alone. Justified by faith apart from any works. And so, number three, salvation is by grace. Salvation is by grace. Faith, as the confession says, is an instrument and not a ground. Faith is not a work. In faith, we are embracing Jesus Christ and Christ's righteousness. We're embracing Jesus Christ on our behalf. He is our obedience. He is our righteousness. He is our merit. And His merits are accredited to us. His obedience is reckoned to our account. Faith is vital. Faith is so important. But it's given by God, and it's an instrument, not a work. It's an instrument God uses. God uses means, but it's not as though we should understand faith ever as a work. Faith is, in fact, very opposite of work, isn't it? If faith is a ground, or any part of our faith is a work, then justification is by a work. Justification is by a work called faith. And then we are justifying ourselves. See? Faith is a part of our justification. We're only justified by Jesus Christ. Faith is the very opposite of a work. Romans 4:5. To him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. See, they're put in contrast to each other. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. If we're justified before God by works, whatever small part, salvation is by us. That could never be. Scripture never teaches that. Nor was that possible. Nor would it be possible for sinful man to justify himself. Our faith is in Jesus alone, who alone can justify. Faith is a gift of God. It's a work of the Spirit. Faith is in Christ alone, not at all in ourselves. Faith is an instrument and not a ground of our salvation. We're saved by grace. That represents the true way of salvation. The only way. And Christ in this is made central. This is true faith. This humbles man. This exalts God. He receives the glory, not man. For from him and to him and through him are all things, right? To him be the glory. Amen. Father, we're so thankful. First of all, we're so thankful that salvation is of Christ Not a one of us, not a man on this whole earth ever could achieve your righteousness. Every single man that has ever existed has been sinful, save for one, Jesus Christ. And he is our brother. He is the one like us. He is the seed of the woman who defeats the seed of Satan. He is the one who gained the victory for us. Him alone. And it was perfect. It was finished. It was sufficient. We thank you so much for our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We look alone to Him. Forgive us when we ever look to the flesh. Keep our eyes off man. Keep our eyes off ourselves. We love Jesus Christ. We thank you for Him. In His name we pray. Amen.